Who's off to Spring Harvest this year? I mean, not some of you are going with the Whitley Bay lot to Skegness, and others of you are going a bit further afield, but altogether, who's going? Right, quite a few of you. So we just pray the Lord will bless you as you go, and you'll come back renewed, and that Eric will enjoy his quiet week. I should think so after saying that. At Easter, I mean, really, we've said what needs to be said this morning. We've told the story, we've remembered the story, we've celebrated the story, and that's what we do on these occasions. You could argue that we work out what it means for us on the other 51 Sundays of the year. But there's a poster outside the church and it says, life wins. Why? Because death has been defeated. Life wins. Death has been defeated. Something unique happened on Easter Day. That's at the core of our faith as Christians. That the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, on Calvary, on the Friday, rose from the dead on that Easter morning. Now, we all know, well, I don't know how to break it to you, and some of you are quite young, but the mortality rate in the human race hovers generally at around 100%. The day will come when our lives will end. And that's true for each and every one of us. And it has been all the way through history. What made Jesus different? What made Jesus different is what we celebrate at Christmas. We use a big word, the incarnation. It means God was born in a human being. And the life of God is eternal. And the life of God cannot be squashed, snuffed out, killed. Jesus died on Good Friday, and the human part of Jesus died absolutely and completely. But what was of God could not be killed and transformed the human body of Jesus, and it rose. And it rose to say something very clear to all of us. And that is that what Jesus won on that Easter Sunday is now to be shared with everyone who will turn to him and follow him. And although we will all die, those who have put their faith in him shall all live. We too will be raised and live with him. Now, what does that mean for us? Believe it means freedom. Freedom. And I'm just going to spend about 4 minutes outlining four elements of freedom that are ours because of what we celebrate and rejoice in on Easter Day. The first is we have freedom to follow. We have freedom to follow Jesus. On the whole, people don't follow someone who is dead. On the whole, dead people are going nowhere. They haven't got the life to. Jesus rose from the dead to lead his people. And to lead his people with purpose. And as we've been thinking about through these last few weeks, to build the kingdom of heaven. We are free to follow Jesus because he is risen. We also have freedom from fear. Anybody who knows me will know that this picture for me is the ultimate definition of fear. You would never get a picture of me doing that. That is thousands of feet up. It's somebody free climbing in the United States. Free means you don't even have the entanglements of ropes. It's just your fingers and your toes, your wits, and a bit of chalk to stop your hands from getting too slippy. And last night, you know, like all good cultured people, I was watching Deck on Saturday Night Takeaway, and there was somebody on there who had gone through some therapy in just over 50 minutes and had overcome an abject fear of flying. That is, going in an aeroplane and flying. And they couldn't even walk up to a stationary aircraft on the ground. That's how frightened they were. But what do we fear? What do we fear? Loneliness? Pain? Suffering of various kinds? You could go on and draw a list. But the risen Jesus says, I'm going to be with you every day from now on. You can trust me. I'm here for you. You don't need to fear what's going to happen to you in the end, because if you put your trust in me, you are secure for eternity. That means we're free to fulfill the present. We are free to fulfill the present. God does not call us as individuals. He calls us collectively to be his people. That's why I've got that picture with all those hands and different colours of hands, different sizes of hands, to remind us that we all have a part to play in this kingdom. And Jesus will help us fulfill his kingdom if we seek to be true to him, guided by his Spirit day by day. And we're also free. Free to live for the future kingdom. Free to build something for the future. You see, Jesus spoke a lot about the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, depends which gospel you read. Some talk about the kingdom of heaven, some talk about the kingdom of God. They're talking about the same thing. They're talking about a world in which God's values are the world's values. As God's people, we seek to live by God's values. We seek to live that out. And right at the core of those values are things like forgiveness and reconciliation and care and compassion and caring for the needy and making sure that all are included in God's love and the expression of God's love. seems to be very interesting that what we see as some of the instruments of torture of Jesus, the hammer and the nails, are also the fundamental bits of a building kit. You need a hammer, you need nails, and all the other stuff as well if you're going to start building something to join the pieces together. We are free to live for the future kingdom. Wherever we go as individuals, wherever we follow Jesus, we take our understanding that it wasn't just a man who died on the cross, but just as it was God who was raised to life on Easter morning, the God and man Jesus Christ, it was God who was put on that cross and nailed to it on Good Friday. And we go into the whole of life remembering that he sacrificed everything for us, and recognizing that we will be called to sacrifice much as we build the kingdom with him. And it's not just something for the future. It's not just a case of just keeping our heads down and just waiting for the day when Christ comes again. We are called to live out the kingdom now. Sometimes we do a pretty shoddy job of it, because we're human beings and we get things wrong. But Jesus forgives us and offers us a new beginning. We have freedom for the future. Life wins. And we're a people who believe that, and we're a people who live for that, and a people who share that. The Lord is risen.